here's a message that I wrote regarding prosperity and the true ministry last night. I wrote it because of what a preacher named Creplo Dollar, regurgitated when I wrote my track called Prosperity. And all these preachers are preaching that if you're not real prosperous, I mean, God forgives us all of our needs, but to go beyond our needs to where we're living like a bunch of drunken elite or something is totally unscriptural. And so so when he threw a fit on television with my tract, I wrote another one here last night, and I'm going to have him read it. I'm going to put it in the newsletter, and I want them to read it now.
Earthly fame and prosperity is not a mark of God's divine favor. Such things are only a source of delusion to those who experience it. The wicked often enjoy unbroken wealth, quote, prosperity in this life, and die in honor, while the righteous, such as the apostles, monetarily fare not so well. The apostle Peter honestly told the lame man, quote, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Acts 3:6. Also, the righteous many times die in darkness and tribulation. The truly righteous are seldom seen to be of good cheer. In this life, many times they receive the reward that evil men should receive. Jesus, John the Baptist, Peter, Paul, Stephen, and millions of other true righteous men's lives were filled with grief. However, in eternity, the balance will be reversed, for all goodness, all joy, and all glory are prepared for them. It was written down for the spirits of those who have died in righteousness. The angels remember these people for good before the glory of the great God, because before this time on earth they were put to shame through evil times and affliction. They shall in due time shine as the lights of heaven, and the gates of heaven shall be opened to them. As for the wicked, their recompense is waiting, for they shall descend into hell, into darkness and into chains, and into a burning flame, where there is grievous judgment. There shall their spirits enter for all the generations of the world. This world gives its best to the unrighteous and to the sinner. The righteous are not for a moment to regret their high calling. We are to be steadfast and hopeful, for the day of our redemption is at hand. The true men and women of the Lord show the world that eternal life and communion with God is worth much more and far outweighs every temporal blessing.
Amen. Okay, this is prayer message, why we must pray, number 29. And what are we to pray for here? We're to pray for the spirit of intercession. The Lord Jesus Christ stated, I have chosen you and ordained you for one purpose, in one purpose only, he says here, comma. In these words, he says, that ye should go and bring forth fruit. So Christians that are not bringing forth fruit, winning souls, they're not doing the things that God called them forth or has chosen them to do and ordained them to do. Okay, so that ye should bring forth fruit. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. John 15:16. So the Lord is saying that I call you forth, and I ordained you, and I anointed you, and I put my spirit in you, and you saved. And I did this for one reason, and that is for you to go and not only win souls, but to pray for those throughout the entire world it's called intercede for them, so that if you do these things, then whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. John 15:16 again. But are you doing that? Are you wondering why God is not answering your prayers? Well, if he's not, maybe you're not covering your side of the responsibility that the Lord is giving you. He was responsible. He said, I have called you. I've chosen you. I wonder if people that are not winning souls feel, I guess, that the Lord hasn't chosen you. Because if you know that he chose you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and he talks of fruit as being people that are lost souls, it must be that if he chose you and ordained you, that you're shrugging your responsibility. And then you're asking of the Father all the time in his name, and you're not getting it, and so you all automatically feel that the scriptures are wrong. There's a contingency about receiving something from the Lord. And that is, you have to keep your side of the bargain. The Lord doesn't give anything without some contingency, some responsibility. That if you bring forth fruit, he says, then you can ask the Father in my name, and he will give it to you. And the reason that for you to win souls is so that he may give it to you. Okay, new scripture, hitherto ye have asked nothing in my name. At that day ye shall ask in my name. John 16:24 and 26. Has not our school of intercession, that we've gone from 1 to 29, taught you how little you have prayed in the name of Jesus? And possibly you've been discouraged about asking or praying in the name of Jesus for others because you know you haven't been a soul winner and you're not even praying for people that they'll be saved. He promised his disciples, in that day, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall ask in my name, and the Father will give it unto you. Are there not several millions with us who are mourning the lack of the power of intercessory prayer? What does that mean? Well, that means that, you know, there should be a lot of people praying for the church, the people that are the front runners of the Lord. And we're mourning because we don't feel the prayers of people. There are hundreds of millions of people that are in need, that are supposed to be saved, and yet we don't feel the intercessory prayers, and we see the powers of darkness just surrounding us. So there's several millions. Thus, I say that they are mourning for the lack of this power of intercession. Let our intercession today be for them and all God's children, that Christ may teach that the Holy Spirit is in us. You know, we should pray for everyone that calls themselves Christian, that they'll come into the knowledge that the Holy Spirit is in them. Because a lot of people don't believe that. If they believe that, then you would see more of a work of the Lord being done. And that they would yield their lives unto the Lord, because what it is to live in fullness, pray that people will start learning what it means to live in the fullness of the Spirit and to yield yourselves to the work, God's work of intercession, and the actual intercession of the work of God that's within us. The church and the world need more than anything else the mighty Spirit of intercession to bring down the power of God on earth. Pray for the pouring out of the Spirit from heaven, that we might have the world's most powerful and continuous revival of all time. Now, how are we supposed to be praying? We're to pray abiding in Christ, living in Christ. Because if you're not living in Christ and He's not in you, you need to pray for salvation for yourself. If you abide in me, Jesus said, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15:7. Our acceptance with God and our access to Him is all in Christ. And since Christ ascended into the kingdom of heaven, He began not only the Father, not only the Son, but also the Holy Spirit. And so we have to be conscious of all these things. So let's say, as we consciously abide in Him, can't be walking around unconscious that the Lord is not living in you, but as you consciously abide in Him and have the liberty, comma, not the liberty to walk in our old ways of life and our old nature, our old selfishness, being ourself. Like so many people I see in this church that are just out for self. Not only in this church, but in the world. They're walking in their old nature, their own will, their own self. But the Lord has saved us for us to walk in the divine liberty from all self, away from all self, away from our own will, in order that we may be able to ask what we will in the power of the new nature, and it shall be done. Let us keep this sort of place that is in the Holy Spirit and believe, even now, that our intercession is heard by the fullness of the entire triune God, and that the spirit of supplication will be given all around us. In the name of Jesus, amen.